I'm sorry. I know it's wrong to speed, but I finished all of my finals and I'm excited to see my girl. He had tried to maintain eye contact even behind the mirrored shades. His father had drilled into him that eye contact was the key to winning a person over, and when Officer Hernandez spoke again, Matt offered thanks to his dad.
Understood. These turns can be tricky, as I'm sure you know, Mr. Locke.
The officer glanced at his license and then back at him.
So if you're planning a long life with this girl, you might want to take it easy.
He handed back the paperwork with a stern nod, followed by a smile. Matt had been stunned. He sat waiting for something else, the reprimand, the call to his parents. No way it was this easy.
You better get going. It's never good to leave a pretty girl waiting,
he said, and then patted the top of the Nissan.
Yes, right, sir. Thank you.
Since a cop was watching, Matt checked left and then right, exactly the way the driving manual had instructed, and pulled back out onto Highway 1. After kissing Hollis that night, and then kissing her some more, he had told her all about being pulled over as they walked to the pier. Matt knew it was one of the few moments growing up when he'd looked at an adult and known they must have been a kid at one point, too. About a week into that summer, Matt had noticed Officer Hernandez's patrol car parked in one of the cutouts in the road near the 76 gas station one night. He brought him a cup of coffee and some of his mother's maple cake, and that was the beginning of their friendship. Nothing too heavy. It was simply a mutual understanding of the journey every guy took toward becoming a man. Matt learned over time that Officer Hernandez was married to the love of my life, and they had a son and a daughter, both in high school, too. Matt stood facing Officer Hernandez on the other side of the counter and was struck by how many years had passed. He still slowed down when he saw that patrol car, but lately it was to wave. Matt wondered if Greg, that was his first name, although Matt never used it, saw the years, too. If he noticed that Matt had grown into... What exactly had he grown into? Annoyed at the tension his moment of reflection stirred, Matt returned to the present, because most of the past, anything that took place in this little corner of the world, at least, reminded him of her. It was an ache that had dulled to manageable, but never quite went away.
How was Ruby's wedding? Matt asked, warming up the coffee cake. Great. She looked beautiful, and I managed to get her down the aisle without disgracing the father of the bride title.
Matt smiled.
I'm sure you made her proud. It's a tough business. I read some article that this guy in Florida started having a heart attack while he was walking his daughter down the aisle.
Matt's eyes widened.
The man finished the walk, handed his girl to her fiancé, then walked to the side of the church and quietly called 911.
Wow.
I know. Wedding heroes, right? Who knew?
Both men laughed, and Matt handed him his coffee and cake. As was routine, Greg tried to pay, and Matt wouldn't take his money.
Thanks, Leadfoot.
He turned back right before the door.
Hey, I noticed your girl is back in town.
Matt tried to smile, unable to meet his eyes.
She's not my girl anymore, and you know it. You never know where that road out there will take you.
Their eyes met, and Officer Hernandez lifted his coffee cup in a toast.
Tell her I said hello.
He flipped his sunglasses down over his eyes, smiled, and was gone. Matt shook his head and turned to wipe the counter. His girl. Had Hollis ever truly been his girl? All these years, and Matt still couldn't answer that question. It had seemed about as perfect as a love story could be. But great love should be effortless, shouldn't it? There was never anything effortless about Hollis, and she eventually left him. Or he stopped trying. Matt was never sure which it was, and it certainly didn't matter anymore. Between Hollis arriving at the Cove and his father coming home from surgery next week, things were bound to get complicated. Matt didn't do complicated. Even with his business back home, things were streamlined. And he liked it that way. Poppy would be back part-time next week, and he'd be closer to wrapping all of this up and getting back to a life he understood. By the time the door tinkled again with arriving customers, Matt slipped the memory of a time so simple, so happy, back where it belonged.